This is EPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Republican Congressman Ken Buck says he will not run for re-election. In an interview on MSNBC, Buck cited his party's election denialism as well as Congress's inability to tackle problems as reasons for leaving. His district is the most conservative in Colorado, with a nearly 27-point Republican advantage. There will likely be a big field of primary candidates for his seat. A third forensic pathologist took the stand at the Adams County Courthouse at the second trial involving Elijah McClain's death. CPR's Tony Gorman reports Officer Nathan Woodyard's defense focused on the use of a carotid hold around McClain's neck.
Dr. Michael Arnall told the jury that he believes the carotid hold, which temporarily cut off blood to McClain's brain, did not contribute to McClain's death. He said that he couldn't prove that the 23-year-old lost consciousness based off the body-worn camera footage.
The carotid hold itself has full recovery after 20 to 60 seconds. If there is another problem, like aspiration of food that blocks the airway, that would be an independent problem.
But in cross-examination, prosecutors grilled Arnall and suggested he had not reviewed the body camera footage thoroughly enough. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado regulators are seeking discipline against the Chaffee County District Attorney. The state's 20-page complaint alleges that DA Linda Stanley sought an investigation of the judge who presided over the Barry Morphew case after what she saw as unfavorable rulings. Stanley sought a domestic violence investigation against the judge, and she ordered an investigator to interview the judge's ex-wife, who later denied any abuse ever occurred. In the case of Morphew, all charges were dropped against him in the death of his wife. This is CPR News and KRCC.